It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSD Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Locked in and ready to go on the final full Friday nights of high school hoops here in 2025. You're dialed into 103.9 KNZA, a rivalry, to say the least. We are in Troy, Trojans hosting Donovan West, and we are locked in and ready to go. Brandon Tamman with you, Megan Sturton, our studio producer, here on 103.9 KNZA. Double dip here tonight, wrapping up the 2025 portion of the high school basketball schedule. Let's go right into the starting lineups for Donovan West and Troy. The girls' game getting set to tip off here in a matter of moments. And let's start with the Donovan West starters, number 8 ranked team in the 2A classification under 10th year head coach Perry Smith. They have won 5 consecutive games and are 5-1 coming into this matchup tonight here at Troy. Emmy Jo Wettstein, a 5'6 senior in the backcourt, 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. You got Andy Foster as well, a 5'5 junior, nearly 7 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Belle Smith, a 5'6 senior, just shy at 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Kate Falk as well, a 5'8 junior forward. And then Courtney Johnson, a 5'6 junior, leading scorer for this Donovan West team at 11 points per game. Donovan West, a record of 5-1. They're only lost to Hiawatha. They have won 5 consecutive games coming in. Harper Wettstein, Haley Groff, Nicole Judd, Haley Williams, and Allison Grable, the starting lineup for Troy. Take a time out on the court. We'll have the tip-off coming up next.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just underway here in Troy tonight. Girls matchup, Donovan West and Troy, right to left. D West here in the opening quarter. And we're underway on the final Friday night of the 2025 high school basketball season. There's a pass inside again. You got Johnson, Wettstein, Foster, Smith, and Falk, the starting five for Donovan West. Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable, starting five for Troy here tonight. A lot of storylines going into this one. Johnson, a missed shot straight away. Nicole Judd fighting for the rebound. And then a whistle and a foul going against Heard. They're going to say out of bounds. It's going to be Donovan West basketball. So Judd got the rebound and then was on the baseline. So Troy turning it over. And right on the inbounds, Johnson, a right corner three, but an offensive rebound by Foster. And then her second chance up, no good. And not even a minute into the game, our first free throw is coming up. Troy gets the foul. It's on Allison Grable. Well, storylines aplenty tonight for Troy. Head coach Derek Jasper, a win tonight would give him 300 in his career. As the first free throw up and no good by Andy Foster. As we're trying to break the scoreless tie here about a minute into this game. And then Harper Wettstein, the Northern Iowa commit for Troy. 5 points away from 1,500 in her career. One of two trip for Andy Foster and D-West on the board first. 1-0. And here comes Troy left to right into the front court. Grable right side on the wing. Right there now it's Harper Wettstein. We just mentioned 1,495 career points coming into tonight. What a sensational career. And that pass to the left side for Groff is off her hands and out of bounds. So another turnover for Troy. And a 1-0 Donovan West lead. Troy defeating D. West last season 57-35. And who knows after tonight when these two teams will match up on the hardwood again. This rivalry, Northeast Kansas League going to a double round robin next year. That's going to change some things up. D. West with the ball. Knocked out of bounds. And it's last touch by Falk in the right corner. So D. West, their first turnover at 6:33 to go in the first. And a 1-0 D. West advantage on a free throw by Andy Foster. Here's Harper Wettstein into the front court. Goes right. It's Judd on the wing. Holds it high above the head. Puts it down. One dribble left. Up top it goes to Haley Williams. She'll go one dribble left. Hand it off to Groff on a curl. Back to Judd on the wing right. Handing off to Wettstein. Hounded quickly. Wants to pull up. Deep range three. Front rim no. Fighting for the rebound inside. It rolls into the right corner. And it's picked up by Kate Falk for Donovan West. A 1-0 Donovan West lead 2 minutes into the game. Here's Bell Smith with the basketball. Foster, now left elbow, dives in, kicks left. Johnson tees up a three. It is halfway down and out. And then fighting for the rebound, a foul called against Donovan West. They'll get Kate Falk with her first. And team foul number one against D. West. Our first sub here for Donovan West. Checking in is Reese McCauley, the sophomore. So we're still 1-0 Donovan West. 5:47 to go first quarter. Troy offense averaging just shy of 50 points per game. D. West giving it up at 35 a tilt. Here's Wettstein on a curl. Gets to the right block. Nice head fake. Little floater. Left it short. Had a good look. And a rebound by McCauley. And then a steal at midcourt as D. West turns it right back over. Left side. Williams kicks it into the corner. Judd will fire a three. It is high off the heel. Backside rebound for Courtney Johnson. A lid on the basket right now for Troy. They're down 1-0 as we're about 3 minutes into this game. Here's a hard drive by Bell Smith. Had it blocked at the rim. It's going to go out of bounds, and Troy will get it back. Troy in with a record of 3-2. They have won back-to-back games. Jackson Heights and most recently Riverside, 56-33. Troy's been off for a week. Donovan West, they beat Horton on Tuesday at home, 56-44. This is only the second road game of the season so far for Donovan West. Haley Williams with the basketball. Here's Wettstein. 5 points away from 1,500 in her career. Gets a ball screen. Baseline drive underneath. Kicks it out to the right side to Groff. And the second time, Groff losing it near the sideline and out of bounds. So now a third turnover here in the quarter by Troy. 4:48 to go in this first period. Still a 1-0 Donovan West lead. On a free throw by Andy Foster early. Zone defense right now for Troy. Here's Johnson on the wing left. Now McCauley in the corner. Bounce pass to Foster on the block. Good right side kick on the wing. Johnson again. Nice ball fake. Steps into a 17-footer. It's an air ball and a rebound for Troy. Here comes Groff near sideline. Cuts it down middle of the floor. Gets to the left block. Now Williams left side on the wing. Looking right. Now drives baseline. Cut off. Looking for Wettstein on the backside. And a good job there defensively by Foster to knock it away and out of bounds. So Troy keeping underneath as they trail 1-0 at 4:20 to go here in this first quarter. Here's Williams taking the inbounds pass. Now Groff, left elbow, Judd now in the corner. Back up top to Groff, 4:16 and counting, 1-0 Donovan West. Just getting going here tonight. Both these teams, it's their final game before the holiday break. Here's Wettstein again. Lid has been on the basket here for Troy early. Judd, ball fake on the right wing, gets to the free throw line. Wettstein thought about it. Closed out by Johnson. Two best players right now for these teams. Teeing up well, Perry Smith D-West coach loving the intensity. Weckstein right wing, continuing on the dribble, gets backed out to the top of the key. Now looking for Judd. It was knocked away at midcourt. Judd able to get it back. Ball still on the floor. Judd gets it back. Lengthy possession. We got no shot clock here at Troy. There's a bump at the right elbow, and then a foul called on Donovan West. It'll go against McCauley, and that'll be her first. Still 1-0. We have been scoreless for about the last 3 minutes here. Andy Foster, a free throw, the only tally on the scoring column. Here's Weckstein on the right block, and she's instantly bumped and fouled. It'll be on the floor. This one against Courtney Johnson, that is her first. And team foul number 3 for D. West. 3:38 to go in the first quarter. Mustangs a 1-0 advantage here. Here is Grable with it. Now Groff left wing, dribbling in, backed out beyond the three-point line. Here's Judd working top of the key. Hands it off near midcourt to Weckstein. Northern Iowa commits. 5 points away from 1,500 in her career. Now Groff working around the perimeter. Backed out by Johnson on the left wing. Here's Judd, a 19-footer from the right wing. It's bottoms for Troy. Nicole Judd finally getting the Trojans on the board. 2-1 they lead. Mustangs get right back up the floor and beat the press. And Bell Smith lays it in. 3-2 Donovan West, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Weckstein down the middle, angles left on the wing, guarded by Johnson, man-to-man here for Donovan West. Now Judd backing out near midcourt, looking left, losing the handle, and hands it off to Weckstein. High left on the wing. Weckstein averaging 27 points per game, to be exact, 26.6 coming in. Here's a pull-up by Groff, missed everything but backboard. And then a foul on Groff, maybe frustration there after the rebound by Foster. And we'll get a sub in for D. West. We'll see a freshman, Aniston Clary, check into the game. Got a 3-2 Donovan West lead at 2:36 to go here in this first quarter. Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Always fun when these two teams get together. There's a steal for Troy, turnover by Donovan West. On the right block is Grable, kicks it back out to Judd. Good transition defense here by Troy, or I should say D. West, and the left side three by Groff is knocked down. Groff gives Troy a 5-3 lead. Here's Johnson trying to answer from the left wing. Air balls a three, tipped in the air, and now Weckstein able to pull it in. Weckstein scoreless here in the first 6 minutes of this game. Gets it on the left elbow, backing out on the wing. She'll fire a deep one. That one is too strong, and right place, right time. Weckstein the rebound here for D. West. Under 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Low scoring. It's 5-3 Troy here at home. Johnson in the right corner. Troy's been zoned defensively here to start all 6-plus minutes of this game to this point. Here's Emmy Joe Weckstein. One-handed bounce pass to Johnson in the corner. Goes to the wing. Skips it left. This is Bell Smith along two, and it got the kind touch. Bell Smith from 19, and she's got four. It is a 5-5 tie with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Weckstein down the middle from left to right. Goes right with it. Judd on the wing. Wants a post touch there for Grable. They don't give it to her. Now Williams high. Top of the key. Low dribbles with the right hand. Now Groff in the corner left. Driving baseline cut off. Now Weckstein on the wing. Spinning away from Johnson. She lost it out of bounds and a turnover by Troy. Four turnovers here in the first quarter. Subs in for D. West. As we'll see Falk back into the game and Andy Foster as well. Checking in for Weckstein and McCauley. Coming up on the final minutes, girls game first quarter, a 5-5 tie. Low scoring to say the least, and now Weckstein comes away with a steal. She does that a lot. Weckstein steps in front of the free throw line, threw up a difficult shot through traffic, visibly frustrated there, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West, so Troy keeping it. 53 seconds left in the quarter. We're deadlocked at 5 apiece. Weckstein to throw it in right side of her own backboard. Gets it to Groff on the right wing. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it right. Here's a long two by Grable. Nearly got it to go off the window. And a rebound by Aniston Clary. Here's Donovan West, the 5-5 tie at 41 seconds to go. Looking for Johnson in the paint. Taken away by Weckstein. Another steal. Harper averaging over 5 steals a game so far this season. She had 7 in the opener in the win against Valley Falls a couple of weeks ago. Final 25 seconds. Troy can play for the final shot if they choose. Appears they're slowing down the pace to do so. Never mind, a three on the way. It's going to be missed by Williams. Johnson goes high for the rebound for D. West. And now they can play for the final shot here in the first quarter. Johnson, heavy into the front court, gets it up top to Smith. Left side to Clary on the wing. Back into the corner with Falk. 7 seconds to go. Here's Clary, wide open for three. Front rim not there. Rebound for Grable. Final seconds coming off the clock, and that's going to end the first quarter of play in our girls' game tonight at Troy. It's deadlocked, a 5-5 tie. Pretty low scoring, to say the least, at the end of the first quarter here in our girls' game at Troy. A 60-second timeout, second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA. Second quarter action underway officially here at Troy. Girls contest with Donovan West. Even Stevens, 5-5 here as we start quarter number two. Here's Wettstein, held scoreless in that first quarter of play. D. West doing a great job. Wettstein driving, floating, can't get it to go off the window. Again, defense well for the Mustangs. Rebound cleared away by Falk. 5-5 tie, 30 seconds into quarter number two. D. West, their first possession. Johnson tees up a three. It was on target but long. And a long rebound for Foster to keep it alive. And then Wettstein comes away with her third steal of the game. Wettstein coast to coast, flips it up, can't get it to go. The lid is on right now for Wettstein. She can't get one to fall. Johnson inside, and there's a whistle and a foul going against Troy. 7:09 to go in the half, a 5-5 tie, and this one going to be called on Haley Williams. That's going to be her first. Four for Belle Smith, one for Andy Foster. The 5 points so far for Donovan West. You got three for Groff, two for Judd. The 5 points here early for the Trojans at home. Here's Falk spinning on the right block. Tried a little up and under. Couldn't get it to fall. Johnson the backside getting the rebound. Puts it up and in. Count it and one. Courtney Johnson, her third rebound of the half. Her first points tonight, makes it 7-5. And a chance for one more. They get the foul on Grable. That is her second. And just like that, second team foul on Troy. About 1:03 into this second period. Johnson at the line. She got it to go. And has 3 points. Go along with those three boards. 8-5, Donovan West. Just getting going in quarter number two. Here's Wettstein again. Scoreless in the first quarter. Averaging nearly 27 a game coming in. 5 points away from 1,500 in her career. Here's Groff on the left wing, driving in, a lot of contact. They're going to say offensive foul. How about that set up by Emmy Jo Wettstein to take the charge? Five turnovers against the Trojans, and the foul going against Groff. That is her second. Into the front court, D. West breaking the press. It's knocked away, though, and Troy comes away with another steal. Seven turnovers here early for Donovan West. They're looking for Wettstein in the left corner. Good hands. Active by Troy defensively, or I should say Donovan West, beg your pardon. Will be Troy basketball, far sideline. It's an 8-5 score right now. D. West by three. It was a 5-5 tie at the end of the first quarter. Here's Wettstein still trying to get on the board. Dribbling at the top of the circle. Backed out by Johnson. Now they switch. Wettstein still on the dribble, going into the right corner. Coach Smith wanted a push off there from Wettstein, didn't get the call. Up top, it's Williams. Now left side to Grable. Right side, Groff. She'll fire a three, spins it in there. Second triple and 6 points for Haley Groff, and it's an 8-8 tie. 2 minutes in, six to go in quarter number two. Here's a little pull-up Jay from the left side, and Belle Smith now with 6 points. And Donovan West head coach Perry Smith wants to burn a timeout. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. Low scoring, but the pace picking up a touch. 5:47 to go, first half of the girls' game tonight at Troy. Right now, 10-8, Donovan West, a two-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeouts here on KMZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Megan Sturton back in at studio. Brandon Tabman here at Troy tonight. Girls game, 5:47 to go, second quarter. Out of the D-West timeout, Mustangs leading on the road, 10-8. Low scoring, to say the least, here early. Wettstein into the front court from left to right. One-handed pass on the wing to Williams. Two dribbles left, back up top to Groff. Man-to-man defense. As Troy's trying to find some answers here on the offensive end. Really, both teams trying to find some answers on the offensive end. Lost, picked up by Wettstein at the free throw line. Backs out to the wing. Now Judd in the corner. Baseline drive, lost it, picks it up. Finding Groff now in the right corner. Curls in the lane, kicks it up top. Grable's long two was blocked, and a rebound by Foster. 10-8 Mustangs, 5:12 to go, first half. Here is Emmy Joe Wettstein. Dumps it down, shot at the left block, up and in. Kate Falk through contact. 12-8, 4-point advantage here for Donovan West on the road. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in quarter number 2. Here's Nicole Judd with it, right side on the wing. Hands it off to Wettstein right there, guarded by Johnson. Back up to Williams up top. They're not worried about her shooting the three, but Groff will fire instead, and she knocks down another triple. Three threes and 9 points for Haley Groff, and it's 12-11 Donovan West. Here's Wettstein on the wing, back up top to Johnson. Extending out his own defense here for Troy. Long skip pass into the corner with Wettstein. One dribble right, skips it right back to the right wing with Smith. She'll fire along two. Nearly got it to go. Offensive rebound for Falk. Another chance for Smith from 15. Couldn't get that one to go. Third opportunity, no. Missed by Falk. So three opportunities finally cleared away by Nicole Judd. 12-11 Donovan West. We played halfway of the second quarter. Another three. That was a heat check by Groff. Left it short. Rebound cleared away by Falk. Her fifth rebound here for Donovan West. Here's Johnson fighting through traffic on the left block. Nearly got the shot to go, but is fouled. She'll shoot two. They get Wettstein with her first in team foul number three. 12-11, Donovan West. Johnson has 3 points, three rebounds here in the first half. Second trip at the line, and now 2 for 2 as she knocks in the first. Kyler Ludke checking in. First minutes for her tonight for Troy. Also back in, Reese McCauley, the sophomore for Donovan West. 13-11, Mustangs by two. Johnson, 63.2% at the line this season, at 17 in the win against Horton on Tuesday night. Wettstein still scoreless. Johnson missed the second, going 1 for 2. Wettstein driving to the rack. Contact, no call. Kicked out of bounds underneath, and it's going to stay here with Troy. Boy, Wettstein just forcing the issue. She is scoreless here so far with 3:43 to go until the half. Came in averaging 26.6 per game. Inside, Grable nearly got it to go. Wettstein a good feed. Grable's going to shoot two. First foul on D-West here in quarter number two. And they get Bell Smith with her first. Here's Allison Grable, 5'6 senior to shoot two. She's 9 of 17 at the line this season. That is 53%. Averaging over 6 points, nearly 6 rebounds a game, and she spins in the first free throw. 13-12, Donovan West by one. Grable a chance to tie it here at the stripe. Spins it, fires it. Can't get it to go. Rebound Courtney Johnson. So a one-point Mustangs lead working into the front court here. Bell Smith has it. Now Johnson in the right corner. Thought about it. Goes baseline. Picks it up on the block. Little up and under. Beautifully done, Courtney Johnson. She's got 6. Right off the window. 15-12 D-West. 3:22 to go until the half. Wettstein still scoreless. Here's Groff up top. Groff has 9 of the 12 with 3 threes to lead the way for Troy. Bell Smith now guarding Wettstein. She wants to dribble to the right wing. They go under the screen. She'll fire, and there it is. A 3 ball that's banked in by Wettstein. 2 points away from 1,500 in her career. Her first J tonight, a deep one from the right wing. We're deadlocked at 15-15. Zone defense here for Troy. Mustangs have been going man on the defensive end. Here's Andy Foster, nice ball fake, little right-handed floater. She drew the contact and the foul. Free throws coming for the 5'5 junior, Andy Foster. That's already the fifth team foul against Troy, so D. West, final 2:44 in the quarter, be shooting free throws. We get Ludke, who just checked in with her first. And Foster at the line for a second time here in the first half, and her first free throw is up and in. 2 points for Andy Foster, 51.6% at the line this season. Right now, 2 points and 5 rebounds in the first half. Second free throw, perfect as well. 17-15, lead back to 2 for D. West at 2:40 to go in the half. Here's Wettstein, 2 points away from 1,500, knocked away. Good defense by Donovan West. Foster couldn't get it near midcourt. Trojans end up getting it back off a near turnover. And now on the right baseline, Wettstein underneath couldn't handle a dart of a pass, and it's out of bounds for a turnover. 6 turnovers here by Troy in the first half. Now the Trojans ramping up the pressure here in the full court, down 2. 17-15, Donovan West, 2:20 to go in the half. They break the press, 2-on-1, Johnson too easy at the rim. 8 second quarter points for Courtney Johnson, and it's 19-15, Donovan West. D. West at 5-1, they have won 5 consecutive games, number 8 ranked team in the 2A class. Troy in tonight at 3-2, and back-to-back wins, most recently against Riverside. 19-15 our score. Wettstein going to work, leaving a shot short in the paint, and another rebound for Andy Foster. 19-15 again, right back up the floor. Johnson missed a bunny, and a second chance up and no good by McCauley. Oh boy, Derek Jasper, he wants a timeout here for Troy, I believe, as the pace and energy is on the favorable side of Donovan West here on the road. McCauley's going to shoot 2. Foul was on, check it. Foul was on Groff, and that is her third. Timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 19-15, Donovan West. Girls game at 1:47 to go second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our KMCA brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Out of the Troy timeout, Donovan West shooting free throws. This game was 5-5 at the end of the first quarter, but right now 19-15 in favor of Donovan West. 8 second quarter points from Courtney Johnson. Bell Smith has 6 as well. At the line is Reese McCauley after Haley Groff for Troy just picked up her 3rd foul. And the first free throw up and good for McCauley. First point tonight. She had 13 points and 5 rebounds Tuesday night. And their 12-point win at home against Horton. And her second free throw is good as well. Strong start for Donovan West. It continues. Their lead is 6. 21-15 with a minute 42 to go in the half. There is Haley Williams on the wing left, looking for Judd. Instead, Grable right side on the wing. Holds it high. Chest pass up top. Knocked away. Wiedmer has just checked into the game for Troy. And now she throws it away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover by the Trojans. Boy, Troy just looking out of sorts right now in this second period. 7 first half turnovers by the Trojans. 21-15 Donovan West, and now there's a sailed pass from Foster looking for Johnson, short corner right, but it sails into the second row. And Donovan West turns it right back over. Minute 16 to go in the half, 21-15, Donovan West. Here's Wettstein, right side to Judd on the wing. Mustangs have played so well man-to-man defensively here in this first half. And speaking of good defense, Johnson a steal at midcourt. Got away with the walker. She's not going to get her away from the walk. It's going to be a turnover by Johnson. Boy, just took one extra step on that layup attempt. And unfortunate there for D. West to take a bucket off the board. So a minute to go in the half now, 21-15. Just 3 points in the first half for Harper Wettstein. She had 26 in the first half in their win at Jackson Heights a little over a week ago. Wettstein looking for 1,500 points in her career. She just needs two to reach that milestone. Here's Judd, wide open, right corner three. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Donovan West. Here's Bell Smith, long pass up the floor. Johnson through contact, count it, and the foul. Courtney Johnson, another and one opportunity, and she's got 10 second quarter points. 23-15, largest lead for the Mustangs. Checking the foul, and they're going to get it on Nicole Judd, her first. Boy, what a second quarter for Courtney Johnson. And she capitalizes another three-point play. 11 in the second quarter for Johnson, 24-15, Donovan West. This game was tied at 5-5 after the first 8 minutes. But it's been all Mustangs here in the second quarter. Final 22 seconds here in the half. Let's see if Troy plays for the final shot. Wettstein with it, dribbling in the right corner. Backed out to the wing by Johnson. Hands it off to Wiedmer. Dives in, kicks out right side to Williams. Williams goes to the right wing. Judd up top. 8 seconds to go. Now Grable hands it off to Wettstein with six. Deep three. Bang! She got it! And there it is. 1,501 career points. And that takes us to the end of the first half. My goodness, what a play. 24-18, our halftime score. A big three by Wettstein. And she surpasses 1,500 career points with that late bucket near the buzzer. Halftime score here on KNZA, it's 24-18, Donovan West by 6. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KNCA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Our girls game, 16 minutes in, Donovan West, number 8-ranked team in the 2A class, on the road at Troy. The 19-13 second quarter. Game was tied at 5-5 at the end of one. It is 24-18, Donovan West here at the break. So we get you some of the first half numbers. How about Courtney Johnson leading the way for Donovan West? All 11 of her points in the first half came in that second period. They also got 6 points from Belle Smith, 3 points from Andy Foster, and 2 points apiece from sophomore Reese McCauley and junior Kate Falk. For Troy, Harper Wettstein came into tonight averaging nearly 27 points per game. She was limited to just 6 in the first half on 2 threes, and both those threes in the second quarter, including one at the end of the buzzer, or at least right about the buzzer, to end that first half of play. That three at the end of the half gave Harper Wettstein 1,501 career points. So she was just 5 away from that milestone coming in, 6 in the first half. So again, Harper Wettstein, the D1 commit, has been a quiet first half, and it has been a frustrating first half for her, no doubt about it. But nonetheless, that milestone hit tonight at the end of the second quarter on a deep straightaway three, 1,500-plus career points now for Harper Wettstein. But Haley Groff, a couple things with her. 3 threes and 9 points to lead the way for Troy, but she picked up her third foul late in that second quarter, had to sit the final few minutes. Outside of that, Nicole Judd with 2, Allison Grable with 1. One of the big key stats in this first half has been rebounding. Donovan West unofficially has out-rebounded Troy in the first half 20-6. 9 turnovers for Donovan West, 7 for Troy. D. West also 8 of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. Troy just 1 of 2 at the line. Troy has hit 5 threes. Donovan West has not hit a 3. Yet D. West is up 6 at the break, 24-18. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, of course, in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yingston, Courtney Brockhoff. Our girls' halftime score, Donovan West at Troy. Mustangs leading it 24-18. Another timeout on the floor. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, our girls' game at the half in Troy tonight. Rivalry, to say the least, with Donovan West in town. Mustangs with a 24-18 halftime lead. This game was sluggish in the first 8 minutes. It was 5-5 at the end of the first quarter, but both teams certainly picking it up on the offensive end in that second 8 minutes. 19-13 D. West the advantage. 11 second quarter points for Courtney Johnson to lead the way for Donovan West. Harper Wettstein Frustrating first half. She only had 6 points, two threes in the second quarter, but just surpassed 1,500 career points. What a sensational career it has been for Harper Wettstein. She's going to look to rally the troops with her team down six at the halftime break. Again, our halftime score, the D-West girls 24, Troy 18. A final two-minute timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I am welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotions, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here at Troy tonight, getting ready to start the second half of play. Donovan West, a 19-13 second quarter advantage. Mustangs, number 8 ranked team in the 2A classification at 5-1. Five consecutive wins coming in under 10th year head coach Perry Smith. Troy at 3-2. They have won back-to-back games as well, recently against Jackson Heights, and then most recently at Riverside last week, 56-33, but sluggish on offense for Troy. 6 first-half points for Harper Wettstein, but that 3 of hers right at the end of the second quarter gave her 1,501 career points. The D1 Northern Iowa commit, then bothered down and flustered throughout most of the first half. Credit Donovan West and the way they have played defensively on her. The Mustangs trying to win their 6th consecutive game before the break. They will have the first possession in the third quarter. And right away, Johnson open for 3. And Johnson knocks it down. It's the first 3 tonight for Donovan West. And they waste no time extending that lead. It's 27-18. 14 for Johnson. She had 11 in the second quarter and buries a right corner 3 to make it 27-18. First possession on offense from right to left here in the second half for Troy. Here's Groff with 3 fouls. Right wing Grable, up top Williams, holds it above the head. Hands it off to Wettstein on a curl. She backs out beyond the perimeter, going to work. Hop steps into a double team, backed out on the right baseline, and kicks it back out to Groff. Here's Groff, driving in, kicking left. Williams, tough pass inside, looking for Grable, and it's taken away. Steal for Donovan West. Here's Foster into the front court. Long pass, left side on the wing. Now it's Wettstein, a 3. Nearly got it to go on the bank. And a rebound chipped away by Haley Williams for Troy. Minutes into this third period. 27-18. Largest lead here for Donovan West on the road at 9. Here's Groff. Now Grable, right side on the wing. Wettstein dribbles with the left hand, picks it up. There's a backdoor cut by Wettstein to the rack, and she got it to go. Harper Wettstein with 8, 1,503 career points for Harper, 27-20. It's a touchdown lead for Donovan West. Into the corner it goes. It's Emmy Jo Wettstein, a long skip pass to Foster. Back up top, Johnson. Heat check straight away. She got another. Courtney Johnson, back-to-back three. She has 17 in the game. It is 30-20. Donovan West by double digits here early in this third quarter. Here's Wettstein dribbling back on the right wing. Dumps it to Grable on a give and go. She lost it inside. And a turnover by Troy. 9 turnovers in the game by the home team Trojans. Foster coast to coast. English on it. She flips it up and in with the right hand. And a timeout for Derek Jasper and company. Donovan West soaring to start. They lead it by a dozen. 5:56 to go in the third quarter. The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. So our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, Megan, our studio producer, appreciate it very much. Brandon Tabman with you at Troy tonight. Of course, the second game of our double dip tonight will be the boys contest. But right now, Donovan West, 17 points from Courtney Johnson, including back-to-back threes here early in the third quarter. What was a 6-point halftime lead a moment ago has been doubled up to 12 at 5:56 to go in this third quarter. 32-20 is the Donovan West lead. So out of the timeout by Derek Jasper, who is one win away from 300 in his career, by the way. But right now his team going to have to rally from a double-digit deficit here in the third quarter. Here's Wettstein with it, right wing, and good man-to-man defense all night here for D. West. Foster defending well on Wettstein, dribbling to the top of the key, now left side on the wing, towards the corner, shovels it to Grable. Grable now curling around the arc, back to the top of the key, now Wettstein, left side deep, on a triple, it was on target, left it short, rebound Andy Foster. Tough shooting night for Wettstein continues. Here's Johnson, a little floater, left it short, left baseline, rebound for Troy and a foul on D. West. Donovan West foul going on Kate Falk. Her second. That'll get Reese McCauley back into the game for Donovan West. 32-20, Mustangs by 12 at 5:16 to go in this third quarter. 8 points for Harper Wettstein. Brings it into the front court. Now into the corner, it's Williams. They are not worried about her shooting the three. Now Judd left wing, man-to-man defense here by the Mustangs. Foster defending Judd well, just scurrying around the arc from left to right. Hands it off to Wettstein. Backs up on the left wing, now into the corner left. Nice ball fake there. Wettstein pushing off, didn't get a call. And a rebound off the miss for Donovan West. And finally able to corral it, work it into the front court. Here's Johnson, with D. West leading by 12. Her pass, Judd nearly took it away. Ball still on the floor. Judd finally takes it away. Turnover by Donovan West. 10 turnovers in the game for D. West. Here's Wettstein, 40 feet away. Can't get it to go. The frustrating night continues. Rebound McCauley. 4:20 to go, counting third quarter. 32-20 is the Donovan West lead. Johnson with 17, 2 threes here in the quarter. Now Foster left side on the wing. Now Wettstein with it, looking left. Now Johnson, right corner. She tries it again, and she does it again. 20 and 3 threes here in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter, and it's 35-20. It's all Donovan West. Goodness me, Courtney Johnson going bananas here. Here's Wettstein trying to get a ball screen, working to the left corner. Good switch there by D. West on the defensive end. Wettstein skips a pass to Judd. Wide open right wing three. Nearly banked it in. Fighting for the rebound. It's taken down by Williams in a second chance. Wettstein, little fadeaway J. That one is too strong. And a rebound for Foster. Mustangs into the front court. And a whistle and a foul. 2 free throws coming up for Courtney Johnson, whose big night continues. Grable picks up her third foul. Derek Jasper did not like that foul call on Allison Grable. And Johnson's going to shoot two. How about the night for Courtney Johnson? She has 20 points, make it 21. She hits the first free throw. She's hit 3 threes here in the third quarter. And she is right now beating Troy by herself. She has 21 currently. Troy has 20 on the board. Second for Johnson is good. 22 for Courtney Johnson, and the lead continues to blow up. It's 37-20, Donovan West. Troy has scored just 2 points here in the third quarter. This was a six-point halftime lead. It is now up to 17. Here's Grable. Good feed inside. She got it to go. Judd the assist. Grable for two. Desperately needed that. Troy, they need to get some stops. It's 37-22. And now there's a stop as D. West turns it over in the far corner. Maybe some miscommunication on that end. So Troy gets it back down 15. 3 minutes to go in quarter number three. Here's Wettstein with 8 points. Was held scoreless in the first. Her three at the end of the second quarter. Gave her 1,501 career points. Now Judd forcing the issue. And she draws a foul, and she will shoot two. Check the D. West foul. It is on Belle Smith. That's going to be her second. And team foul number two against the Mustangs in this third quarter. Here is Nicole Judd at the line. And her free throw too strong. That was her first free throw attempt of the season. Judd has 2 points tonight, couple of rebounds. Troy is a team this season, 64% at the line, and that one is good. So Judd goes 1 for 2, has 3 points tonight, makes it 37-23 at 2:47 to go in the third. Here's Clary, who just checked back in. Hal Wettstein, right wing. Still his own defense here for Troy. Johnson up top. She's had the hot hand tonight. Here is a hard drive from the right wing. Tough shot through contact, and fighting for the rebound was Kyler Ludke for Troy. 37-23, Donovan West. 2:25 to go here in the third. Here's Wettstein dribbling in the right corner. Bounced out by McCauley. Now into the corner it goes with Ludke. Trapped, gets out of it. And back to Wettstein at the top of the circle. Backing out near midcourt. Approaching the final 2 minutes. Pull up Jay. Nicely done. That is Wettstein now with 10. Just did it by herself from the left wing. And D. West is going to turn it over on the inbounds as Wettstein stepped across the line throwing it in. So that is ill-advised. Foster comes back in here for D. West. But Troy gets it back down 12 now. It's 37-25 at 2:03 to go in the third. Here's Groff. Got it. Quick three. Well short. Line drive variety. And a rebound and pushing. It's Reese McCauley. And it's going to be a carry against McCauley at midcourt. Another turnover by D. West.
Let's go.
Fourth, third quarter turnover. And for Donovan West, their 13th turnover tonight. 24-18 was the halftime score. Donovan West is now up by 12. They have led by as many as 17. In this third quarter, but a 5-0 run here for Troy. Nice dump down pass inside. Missing a shot is Williams, and picking it up at the free throw line is Belle Smith. Gets it out to Johnson. Had it knocked away and a steal by Wettstein. Wettstein, long pass up the floor. Grable count it and the foul. Allison Grable, an and one opportunity. The assist for Wettstein. And it's a 10-point game at 37-27. Check the foul. It's going on Belle Smith. That is her third and team foul number three in the quarter. McCauley comes out. Falk checking back in for the Mustangs. Grable at the line. 1 for 2 tonight. Trying to cap a three-point play, and she does. 6 points tonight for Allison Grable. And once a 17-point deficit for Troy is down to 9 at just under 90 seconds to go in the third. Foster, little ball fake, curls in the lane, little pull-up Jay, nearly banked it in, rebound Grable. Troy got a little momentum right now. Minute 15 to go in the quarter, 37-28, they're down 9. Here's Groff, left wing, dribbling back top of the circle, cuts it back left, hard drive in the paint, and a whistle and a foul, it's on the floor. Fourth team foul against D. West. And if that's Belle Smith, that is her fourth. And it is. That's going to call on Emmy Jo Wettstein to check in. Nope, they don't get the sub off in time. Troy threw it in quickly. And Wettstein's going to back up for a deep one. It's high off the heel, and it's going to hit the court up top and go back to Donovan West. So the tough shooting night continues for Wettstein, although she has 10 points, but came into tonight one of the state's leading scorers at nearly 27 per game. 37-28, 9-point lead. Wettstein, a steal at midcourt, coast-to-coast, layup for two. All right, when I say it's been a tough shooting night, she gets a steal and a bucket. 37-30, it's a 10-0 run here for Troy, and now Troy forcing another turnover. Here's a 3-on-2 break. Grable takes it herself and nearly got it to go. They call a block, and free throws coming for Allison Grable. Foster picks up the foul. Boy, just a few minutes ago, Troy was down 17. They are down 7 right now with a 10-0 run. Grable at the line for 2. And she knocks down the first and has 7 in the game. 37-31. Second by Grable is in and out, no good. A whistle. And they're going to call lane violation against Donovan West, so Grable's going to get another crack at it. Well, she missed that one, and now has a chance to redeem herself here at the line. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. That one no good, so she misses back-to-back opportunities and a rebound for Falk. And D. West, they're scrambling a bit. They turn it over again. A pass at midcourt where no one was even within 5 feet of where that pass went. Once down 17 a few minutes ago, is now a 6-point game in the final 30 seconds of this third quarter. Here's Groff, Wettstein right wing. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Dribbling around the arc from right to left. Hands it off to Grable on the wing. That pass tipped away near midcourt. Judd chasing it down. Down to 11 seconds. Groff steps into a deep one. Air balls a three. And Donovan West will get it back. 9 seconds to go in the quarter, leading by 6. Well, Groff had the hot hand in the first half with 3 threes and 9 points. She's been quiet since. Here's Foster, 5 seconds. D. West need to show a little bit of pace here. Foster, 40 feet at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. And what was a 17-point game earlier on in this quarter is 37-31. Going into the fourth. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 8 minutes of the girls' contest in Troy. D. West at one point in that third quarter was up by as many as 17, but Troy an 11-0 run trying to add Wettstein on cue. Easy bucket at the rim. 37-33. It's a 13-0 Troy run. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Got ourselves a game here, folks. Troy won the matchup last year, 57-35. D. West into tonight, number 8-ranked team in Class 2A. Wettstein now 14 points. Here's Foster, left block, little up and under, but she shot it a little bit too strong, and Wettstein, a backside rebound. Chance again for Troy, they're down 4. The run is 13-0. Wettstein doing it herself to the rack, curls it up and in with the right hand, and she's heating up with 16, and it's a 2-point game. It's a 15-0 Trojans run. Now Johnson doubled on the right wing, and they're going to call a foul against Judd. Troy fans did not agree. Be the first foul on either side in the fourth quarter. Aniston Clary is going to check back in for Donovan West, taking the spot of Bell Smith. Courtney Johnson leading D. West tonight with 22. Now Wettstein up to 16 after she was held scoreless in the first quarter. Wettstein to Foster. Nice ball fake, but she missed an easy bunny. And that one cleared away by Wettstein. A 15-0 run by Troy has this game at 2, 37-35. Troy can tie or take the lead here on this possession as we got over 6:40 to go in the game. Wettstein working around the arc, hands it off to Judd. Right back to Wettstein, tees it up for the lead, and she got it! 19, and it's 38-37. It is an 18-0 Troy run. First lead since the first quarter. Here's Foster, back up top. This is Wettstein trying to answer for a three and a foul on the rebound. And Troy, all the momentum in a heavy way. The foul on Kate Falk, that is her third. And the first team foul on Donovan West in this fourth quarter. It was 37-20, Donovan West, early in the third quarter. It is an 18-0 Troy run, and they're leading 38-37. Here's Judd trying to dump it down to Grable. Beautiful feed. Had the shot blocked by Falk from behind and cleared away by Donovan West. Pulled down by Wettstein. They're trying to take the lead and stop this 18-0 run. Johnson in the right corner with 22. 5:50 to go. Troy by one. Clary, left side. Wettstein a three. Got it. And Wettstein, her first points tonight, stops an 18-0 Troy run. Gives D. West the lead back at 40-38. Timeout on the floor. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It is a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here. So my goodness, what a game this has been. It was 5-5 at the end of the first quarter. And then Donovan West, a 19-13 advantage in quarter number two. They led it 24-18 at the half. Donovan West built the lead up to 37-20 early on in that third quarter, but Troy responded with an 18-0 run going into the fourth quarter. Right now, Donovan West just got a big three from Emmy Jo Wettstein, her first points tonight. So D. West back in front, but it's 40-38 at 5:44 to go in the game. 22 for Courtney Johnson. She leads all scores. Troy, of course, being led by Wettstein with 19, all of which since the second quarter. Here's Wettstein picking up the pace, gets inside, got it through contact, and another bucket for Wettstein, and we're tied at 40. 21 for Harper tonight, 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Wettstein, left side on the wing. Looking left, goes back right. Now into the corner it goes. Falk's pass to Foster. Wettstein again, she'll try, can't get this one to go. Falk, an offensive rebound, and she's fouled and will shoot two. Good job by Kate Falk, battling inside on the glass. If that is Haley Groff, that's going to be her fourth foul, and that is the case for Troy. At the line, Kate Falk. 2 points tonight. And she got the kind touch on the first free throw. She also has 6 rebounds in the game. That free throw makes it 41-40, D. West. Second for Falk. That one a little bit short. She goes 1-for-2. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Andy Foster. So Troy gets it back down to 1 at 5:11 to go in the game. Now D. West going to ramp up this pressure in the full court. Groff going to throw it in. Groff's got to be careful. She's got 4 fouls. Still over 5 minutes to go in the game. Wettstein gets it immediately doubled far side of the floor. Trying to get around that double team. Has to work it up the floor quickly. Launching a pass. Getting it up is Williams. Can't get the shot to go. They beat the press. Free throws coming for the 5'8 junior, Haley Williams. Check the D. West foul. It's going to be on Johnson, her second. So here is Williams at the line. 3 of 6 this season. Make it 4 for 7. She knocks in the first and has her first point tonight. Williams, her best game of the season against Valley Falls. 2 points, 5 rebounds, and a couple of steals a couple of weeks ago. 2 big free throws for Haley Williams. 42-41 Troy. 5 minutes to go in the game. My goodness. Here's Bell Smith bouncing it to Foster, right elbow, spinning to the block, lays it in for 2. Andy Foster nicely done for 7 points tonight. 43-42. Donovan West back in front. Down to 4:40 to go. Here's Groff beating the pressure. Grable. Now Wettstein thought about it from 40. Closed out quickly. Good defense by Falk. Wettstein again. Left elbow. Now works to the baseline. Fade away. Jay got it. 23 for Harper Wettstein. A little smooth jumper from the left baseline. Makes it 44-43 Troy. Right side, it's Wettstein. Back up top, Foster. Now Falk in the left corner. Skips it near side. Back up top. Deep three, Wettstein. Front rim, no. Long rebound, though, chased down by Falk in the corner. And a second chance up here for D. West. Here's Foster. Left block, going to work. Shot is up. Couldn't get it to go. Fighting for the rebound is Williams. Gets it off to Wettstein. Troy trying to push the pace up one. 3:50 to go. Groff diving in from the right wing, trips to the ground, and is called for a foul. Donovan West going to be called for the foul. And they get Wettstein with her first in team foul number three. 3:48 to go in the game. Troy leading by one at 44-43. Donovan West had a 17-point third quarter lead. It is all but gone as Williams had a good look from the free throw line, left it short. Rebound for Falk. Another chance for D. West to take the lead. All the way to the rack. Missing, and a rebound for Wettstein. Pretty good look for Bell Smith. Couldn't get it to go. 44-43 Troy. Under 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Wettstein up to 23. Has the ball on the left wing. They set a screen. They go under. She fires a three. A little bit strong. Backside rebound for Falk. Another chance here for D. West to take the lead right back. Johnson, way downtown, can't get it to go. It was halfway down and out. Rebound for Grable. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Jasper. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. 3:07 to go in the girls' game. 44-43 Troy. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you. But perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we expected a good one in the girls' game tonight. That's exactly what we have. With 3:07 to go in the fourth quarter, Troy 44, Donovan West 43. And again, this game, 1 point, final few minutes. But back early on in the third quarter, D. West going into the third quarter at a 6-point lead at the half. They opened up a 17-point lead in the third quarter, but Troy responded with an 18-0 run going into the early portions of the fourth quarter, and we have been back and forth over the last 4 or 5 minutes. And right now, Troy by one with the ball out of the timeout. 3:07 to go. Wettstein, 23 to lead all scorers. Courtney Johnson for D. West with 22. D. West backing off the pressure a bit. Here is Judd in the front court again. No shot clock here at Troy. So some to keep an eye on with the game close in the final 3 minutes. Wettstein on the dribble, guarded by Johnson, in between the rings out high, still on the dribble. Right side pass, it goes on the wing. This is Groff. Groff has 4 fouls. Grable up top, nearly had it taken away by Foster, but gathers. Still on that right side dribble, and now a whistle away from the ball and a foul. Things are going to be called on Donovan West here. It'll be their fourth team foul. So bonus the rest of the way for Troy. They get Courtney Johnson with her third. 2:40 to go in the game. Troy by one, 44-43. Wettstein to throw it in. Groff has it in the right corner. Hands it off to Wettstein right there. Curling back to the top of the key. Now left wing. Backing it out. Gets a high ball screen. Good switch there by Donovan West. Defensively by McCauley. Wettstein hands it off to Judd on the left wing. Dribbles back top of the key. Hands it to Wettstein. Down to 2:24 to go. 44-43. Troy by one. They swing it to the right side with Judd. Puts it on the dribble twice. Picks it up there. Nearly got away with a walk. Now inside to Wettstein. Right block. Through three defenders. Muscling it up. Can't get it to go. It spins out. And Donovan West gets the stop. They'll get the ball back. Not sure how that one didn't fall for Wettstein. Either way, it did not, and it's 44-43. We stay there, Troy by one. Now D. West, another opportunity to take the lead as we got 2 minutes to go in this game. Here's Johnson, left side. Baseline drive, cut off on the block. Good defense there by Grable, spinning into a double team, and Coach Perry Smith has to burn a timeout. It's a full, will follow suit. Girls game coming down the home stretch here at Troy. Trojans 44, Donovan West 43. Another timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game has been fantastic here tonight at Troy. This rivalry with Donovan West, who knows how long it's going to be when we see these two teams play again. Of course, Troy in the Northeast Kansas League. NEKL is going to a double round robin next year, taking this matchup off the board. So excited to bring you the coverage here tonight. Troy by one. A minute 53 to go in the game. D. West with the ball underneath. Gets it up top here to Emmy Jo Wettstein. 44-43 Troy. Minute 47. Inside McCauley. Going up, going under, and they're going to call her for a travel. 9 second half turnovers for Donovan West. That's been a big issue in the second half. Allow Troy to erase a 17-point third quarter deficit. Troy working into the front courts, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Donovan West. Head coach Perry Smith did not agree, and the Trojans are going to have free throws as it's team foul number 5. 44-43 Trojans. It's going to be Groff to shoot 2. Their first attempt at the line tonight, 6-10 on the season, 9 points and 3 threes in the first half. And she is well short, no good on the first free throw attempt. Harper Wettstein leading Troy in all scores with 23. Courtney Johnson with 22 to lead Donovan West. Groff her second. She got it to go. 10 for Groff. And it's 45-43 Troy approaching the final 90 seconds. Quick three. Donovan West, they have the lead. Wettstein from the left corner. 46-45. A minute 25 to go. What a shot from Emmy Jo Wettstein. Here's Wettstein. Troy down one. Minute 20 to go. Dribbling in the right corner. Driving in. Williams on the block. Judd thought about a three. Turns it down. Drives. Draws the foul. And Nicole Judd's going to shoot 2. Stops the clock at a minute 12 with D. West leading 46-45. They get the foul on Wettstein, her second. Big free throws coming for Nicole Judd. And that one is too strong, no good. Her first free throw attempts of the season tonight. She is 1 for 3. Has 3 points, couple of rebounds. Trying to tie the game at the line. And she missed them both. And a rebound for Donovan West and Reese McCauley. So the big three by Wettstein to give Donovan West the lead in the final 90 seconds. And we're down to 102 with D. West leading 46-45 with the possession in the front court. There's a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. They're going to get Wettstein hounding on the defensive effort. 58 seconds to go in the game. Troy, they have still one more foul to give. And Perry Smith at D. West wants to burn a timeout. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. Donovan West 46, Troy 45. 58 seconds to go in the game. D. West with a side out when we come back. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here in Troy tonight. Donovan West in town. It has been fun. Donovan West early in the third quarter had a 17-point lead. Troy responded with an 18-0 run that went into the fourth quarter. They got the lead back. It's been back and forth ever since. Right now, Donovan West, 58 seconds to go. They have the ball. The one-point lead at 46-45. Troy has one foul to give before D. West will be in the bonus. We're down to 50 seconds, working it around the perimeter. Is the Mustangs. Smith caught in a double, nearly gave it away, but gets it off here to Emmy Joe Wettstein. Wettstein had a big three a moment ago to give D. West that one-point lead. Bell Smith trapped. And a foul is called, which is the final foul to give with 36 seconds to go. So the next foul, D. West is going to be shooting free throws. 46-45 Mustangs. They have the side out with Wettstein to throw it in. And we got a stoppage of play, I think, confirming the foul. And it's on Groff, and that is her fifth. She is fouled out of the game. That is big for Troy. Second leading scorer for Troy, and Groff has fouled out of the game. And that's going to bring in Kyler Ludke, the sophomore, play some big, well, I was going to say minutes, but there's only 37 seconds remaining in the game, but a key stretch here for Ludke off the bench, who hasn't played much tonight. 46-45, Donovan West by one. Next foul by Troy puts D. West in the bonus. Here's a trap on Smith. Gets it off to Foster. Down to 27. Here's Johnson, left side on the wing. We're down to 23 seconds. A lot of time coming off here. Bell Smith on the right wing. D. West by one. Wasting time. You got a foul now, and there it is by Wettstein. Stops the clock at 17.1 seconds left in the game. Andy Foster. Two huge free throws coming with her team leading by one. She's 3-for-4 at the line tonight. And make it 4-for-5. She buries it with confidence to give D. West a two-point lead at 47-45. Kate Falk checks in. McCauley comes out for D. West. 47-45. Foster trying to make it a three-point game. She can't. Rebound Wettstein. 15 seconds remaining. Here's Wettstein into the front court. Nicole Judd, a three for the lead. It's an air ball. And they're going to call a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. At 9 seconds to go, and free throws coming here for Troy. They get it on Falk. That is her fourth. And down two, it's going to be Kyler Ludke, who has only shot two free throws all season. Her first is good. It's a one-point game with 9 seconds to go. 47-46 Mustangs. The sophomore Ludke to tie the game. No, it's short. Troy gets the rebound. Second chance, no. Fighting for it. 5 seconds to go. Finally, it's pulled away by Foster and a foul called. Haley Williams grabbed the rebound off the miss, threw up a tough shot. 3.8 seconds to go. A one-point Donovan West lead. Free throws about to be coming for Andy Foster. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 4 seconds to go. A one-point game. Don't go anywhere. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi. This is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Donovan West girls let a 17-point third-quarter lead evaporate, but right now they got free throws about to be on the way from Andy Foster. 3.8 seconds remaining in the game. They're leading Troy 47-46. My goodness, what a game it's been here tonight between these two rivals. You got Harper Wettstein, 23, to lead all scorers. Courtney Johnson 22 for Donovan West, but the free throw's coming off the right hand of Andy Foster. First one on the way, no good. 47-46 D West, 3.8 seconds to go. Not a ton of time here for Troy. They're going to have to work quick. The second, no good, missed them both. Rebound, got to get it up to Wettstein. Half court, no, she doesn't get a shot up in time. Troy wanted a foul at midcourt. They don't get the call, and Donovan West is going to survive. Boy, she was hounded by two dark blue jerseys, and there was some contact. The fans wanted a call. They don't get it, and Donovan West is going to survive. What a game. 47-46 Mustangs, six consecutive wins as they go into the holiday break at 6-1. The Troy girls snap a two-game win streak. They're now going to be 3-3 going into the holiday break. My goodness, what a game here tonight, but the Mustangs survive by 1 point here at Troy. Post-game show coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls game goes to the way of Donovan West. We'll talk about it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls game gone final. Donovan West, they hold on and survive. 47-46 here at Troy. The big shot late for Donovan West. A left corner three by Emmy Jo Wettstein, which gave Donovan West a one-point lead in the final minutes. Troy had some opportunities, no doubt about it, as Kyler Ludke had two free throws in the final 15 seconds, a chance to tie, only made one, so Donovan West again had free throws to make it a three-point game, but Andy Foster missing two. At that point, there was about 4 seconds left. They got it off to Harper Wettstein. She was bumped a little bit on her half-court attempt at the buzzer. Fans wanted a foul. The refs let it go, and surviving Donovan West after having and blowing a 17-point third-quarter lead. D. West girls survive again 47-46. So six consecutive wins for Donovan West. They are now 6-1 going into the holiday break. Troy Even Stevens at 3-3 going into the couple weeks off. course, we've got the boys' game in about 11 minutes or so. We'll have a little bit of time in between these games, but let's go through some of the numbers for this Donovan West one-point win here tonight. Courtney Johnson with 22 points and 4 rebounds. She did not score in the first quarter or the fourth quarter. So she had 11 in the second quarter, 11 in the third. 22 to lead the way, Donovan West here tonight. Only player in double figures for D. West. Outside of that, 8 points and 9 rebounds for Andy Foster. 6 points apiece from Emmy Jo Wettstein and Belle Smith. You had 3 points as well from Kate Falk. And then 2 points, 5 rebounds from Reese McCauley. Again, Troy taking the 1-point loss here at home. Harper Wettstein, 23 points and 6 rebounds. It was a tough shooting night for her. Did not score until late in the second quarter, but she had 6 points at the half, needing 5 coming into tonight to surpass 1,500 career points. So she hit that milestone here tonight, finishing with 23 and 6 rebounds. 10 points in the game for Haley Groff, although she did foul out in the fourth quarter. Allison Grable had 7, and then 3 points for Nicole Judd, 2 for Haley Williams, and 1 point for Kyler Ludke. Some of the team numbers for Donovan West, 18 turnovers. They were 12 of 18 at the line. They hit 5 threes as well. Troy, 9 turnovers. They were 8 of 15 at the line and hit 6 threes. 3 of those threes from Wettstein, the other 3 from Groff. But the rebounding numbers, kind of a big thing for Donovan West in their favor. Donovan West out-rebounding Troy tonight, 33-18. Courtney Johnson is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, all 22 of her points combined in the second and third quarters. She hit 3 threes in about a 3-minute stretch in that third quarter. Again, Donovan West built a 17-point third-quarter lead. It evaporated with a Troy 18-0 run. We were back and forth the entire fourth quarter from there, but Troy able to survive 47-46. Courtney Johnson, again, our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I got to take a break, and I think Megan back in studio would like a little bit of a break as well. We got the boys' game on tap coming up here in about 9 minutes, so we'll send it back to the studios. And the boys' game coming up, Troy will try to salvage the split. D. West will look for the sweep tonight going into the two-week holiday break. In the girls' final, one final time, Donovan West survives 47-46. Courtney Johnson, 22, to lead the way for the Mustangs. A quick timeout. Boys action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.